Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters. I'm Liz Dolan in Santa Monica. It is Sunday, September 25th. I can't believe we are already at the end of September. Got a pretty good sister turnout here today, though. Monica Dolan, Portland, Oregon. How are you?
Good. Still hanging on to summer, Liz. Hanging on.
Okay.
Everything I got.
By your fingernails. Leanne Dolan, you're at home in Pasadena, California, correct?
I am, Liz, enjoying a fresh hot cup of coffee. So nice.
Nice. And I understand you have a special guest in your bedroom closet, Sheila Dolan, on her own personal laptop, recording from the other end of your upstairs. Sheila?
Hey, everybody. It's great to be with you guys.
How's the closet, Sheila? How's it going?
I love it. Very cozy.
Excellent.
Now, the technology that requires Sheila to sit in the closet while we record this is a little too complex to take listeners all the way through. But it's basically that on the Skype network, Leanne, when we tried to have you both together, sitting next to each other, that did not sound good.
It sounded like I had been beamed up to a foreign planet. So it was the sound of the rapture, and then Monica started laughing. So
it was like the soundtrack from Star Wars when you guys were sitting together. It was crazy. I'm glad you're still here.
Yes, I'm glad you're here because I have been dying to hear all about the performance Sheila and Leanne did together on Friday night. So Leanne, set it up.
You know what, Liz? It was magical, I have to say. Here's what happened. I was just shopping at my friend's house. You know how I buy all my clothes in other people's living rooms? You know, I have a lot of friends that sell entire clothing lines out of their living rooms. So I was there ordering a few pieces when a woman I did not know came in. She had a big smile on her face and she said, "You are exactly who I was just talking about." She is on the board of trustees and running a big event for the cancer support community here, a great organization that provides like completely free support for cancer patients and their families. It services thousands of cancer patients and family members a year. And she said, "We're doing a comedy night for women at the famous Ice House in Pasadena. And I've heard you're so funny, you could do stand up." That's what people said. I could do stand up.
Uh-huh.
So, that's my dog.
Yes. And, yes, we hear her in the background. See, that's how people know that this is our real lives. We got barking dogs in the background. That is not a sound effect. It's an actual dog.
Yeah, so Leanne called me and said they needed, you know, these lovely women needed 15 minutes. Could I do it? And I said, yes, of course. I mean, assuming that it was just going to be me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to do the 15 minutes. It was going to be Sheila back on stage. I was psyched.
Yeah. Okay. But that was not what you were actually being invited to do.
No, believe it or not, here in my hometown, I'm actually a bigger draw than third grade teacher Miss Dolan. You know, I'm actually slightly more famous since the publication of my book.
Okay.
But
so we, of course, in typical Dolan fashion, put off the writing of the actual material until 2 days before, but we killed. We'll tell about that in a minute, but the setup, the rollout was very exciting, right, Leanne? Because, of course, hair and makeup, my favorite two things.
Here's the deal. I'd never been on stage at the Ice House, and it is like a legitimate, very famous comedy club here in Pasadena. So we got on stage and they were the brightest lights I have ever looked into. I mean, you couldn't see one person sitting in the audience. And I looked at Sheila and I said, "We are going to need a lot of makeup, you know, so we are going to look really old up here." So we went to this place in Pasadena, the Blowout Lounge. It's one of those dry bars where they just do hair blowouts and makeup, no cuts or colors or anything like that.
Right.
And
the entire night was pink. The Blowout Lounge, everything in the lounge was pink. And then we wore bright pink t-shirts on stage. I mean, it was so pink. But when I got there, Leanne was sitting with gorgeous, and I mean, gorgeous makeup. I mean, perfect. And she was getting her hair done, and there was an issue, right, Leanne?
Well, you know, I had asked for an evening ponytail, right?
Oh, nice.
What is that?
Well, you know, it's what Jennifer Garner wears, you know, and Jennifer Aniston occasionally. I wanted it to be fun. It was a comedy show, but I needed it out of my face again because we were going to be performing. And what I got was, what would you say, an evening rat's tail show?
It was the most scary thing coming off of her neck. I mean, Leanne's face was just, she went red. I mean, she saw red and she's like, no, this is not going to do. It was like a scraggly little tail at the base of her neck. I don't know what happened there, Leanne.
I don't know. It was like peeking out around the corner. I was like, this looks like there's a dead animal on the back of my neck.
Well, isn't part of that the nature of your hair? I mean, what is it? I mean, you have nice hair, but they're working with your hair, so... What did go wrong?
She couldn't understand ponytails. She didn't know how to do a ponytail. She kept saying, your hair's not long enough. I'm like, I wear it in a ponytail every day now. My hair's pretty long now. So she just didn't get it. And I was thinking the whole time I'm looking like, okay, I'll just say fine to this and then I'll go home and take it all out before the event. But, you know, then I decided to demand from the 12-year-old hair girl what I wanted.
She demanded. So then she wanted the ponytail tucked in into a little mini bun. And the stylist did that. And of course, Leanne was disappointed because it was way too formal, right, Leanne?
It was very formal. So then she took half of it out and it worked out fine. But it was just...
Wait, it was half out, half in the bun?
That doesn't sound fine to me.
It was a partial updo. She took the whole bun portion out. That went long, but the top was tucked away under with some bobby pins.
So she looked gorgeous. Believe me, she looked gorgeous.
Because we had to wear these bright pink T-shirts that were handed to us by the organizing committee. And it was cute. We got there. A lot of women were in their bright pink T-shirts. Show of solidarity. It was 200 women. There was some silent auction out front and some mixing and mingling. And Sheila and I thought, well, we'll get there. We'll do a little mingling. But then we'll go into the green room because it's really a performance for us. And let's face it, it had been a while since we'd been on stage with this. And I was a little nervous. Sheila, were you nervous?
I wasn't nervous. I was just hungry.
Yeah, that's
then we get the way.
Then we get to that, Liz, because... You actually texted us in the green room and said, don't go on stage hangry. Oh, she was hangry.
Well, we were promised a chicken and salmon dinner. I mean,
my next question was a meal promised to you.
Yes. Monica, we were wearing wristbands. I was chicken. Leanne was fish. I mean, that's the least they can do. We were, of course, in Dolan fashion again. We were about 3 hours early.
So early.
So you had barely had lunch, and now you're not getting dinner. Got it. Okay.
But we had a fridge. We had a fridge full of Diet Cokes, which was awesome. We had some old leather couches, which God knows what happened on those in the 70s. Right, Leanne?
Yeah. I mean, the whole green room is tiny, but it's all covered with all, you know, George Carlin and all the famous comedians they've had there. And then Sheila and I. And we're getting hangrier and hangrier. And Sheila keeps stalking the waiters and waitresses who are overwhelmed with 100 and 200 women in pink T-shirts. And she's like, we need dinner. We need dinner. And then, she starts... blaming me, Liz, for the fact that the dinner's not coming. Like I've gotten her into this entire situation. She's like, what are we going to do about dinner?
All fine. Mingling with the other comedians.
Okay. Then we saw our man, Sean, the manager of the Ice House, really cute guy, right, Leanne?
Yes, Sheila, he was cute.
And he had the headset on. He got us that dinner in 2 seconds flat.
Yeah. And it was terrible, but it was dinner, you know?
It was absolutely horrible, but it made me happy. I could then concentrate. We rewrote some sections of our material, right, Leanne?
Yes, we did. We were making changes up until the very last minute.
And then we did what all good comedians do. We were stalking, you know, the back of the room, waiting for our intro, and boom, the minute we hit the stage, it was like, magic, right, Leanne? Oh, it was awesome.
It was so much fun, Liz and Monica. It was just fantastic. We really had a fantastic time up there. Like they had said, oh, we'll give you a light with 2 minutes to go. We had 15 minutes. And I thought, oh, we're not going to go anywhere near 15 minutes. Oh, we used every minute on that.
Every second.
Every second.
So what did you do? Did you have a routine, jokes, just a...
It was classic Satellite Sister story. It was basically, you know, calling your satellite sister. We told the story of how I moved from New York to Pasadena and how I had a complete nervous breakdown when I got here.
Yeah. So it was funny.
Okay, that's good comedy.
Oh, it was, and in local Pasadena references, we killed. I mean, those ladies loved it.
What, the story of you having a breakdown in the parking lot at Los Tacos?
Yes, the Los Tacos incident.
Yes.
So are you guys going to go on the road? What are your plans now? Wow.
I think we're going to get some offers. I really do.
You know what, Monica? It was so funny. The next morning, Saturday morning, like Sheila called me and I emailed her simultaneously. We were like, that was so much fun. We should do that again. Like, why don't we do that more? We really had a lot of fun working together. We should work together some more.
Oh, so, we did. Yeah.
But the good news for you guys and for everybody else is that they were able to videotape us at the Ice House. And it's very professional looking.
Oh. Yes.
So if we can figure out how to get it up onto the YouTube, then you all will be able to enjoy our routine because it is professionally taped. And as I said, we had a lot of eye makeup on. And we look like our eyes are open. So that
you could not tell that I had a long, long week at school and that I had, you know, basically was melting by the end of Friday. I went to that blowout lounge and they inflated me with life, Lan.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that sounds attractive.
She was
okay. Now we want to mention. We want to mention one thing about the video, right, Leanne? It's adult material.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's just one tiny, tiny section that is adult for adult listening.
Okay. All right.
You know, we have a little bit of flavor in there. We have a little bit of flavor. That's all we're going
to
say.
That's okay. Right. We're adults, so we can get that on YouTube, and then we can link to it at SatelliteSisters.com and at ChaosChronicles.com.
It's right. Exactly what we're going to do, Liz. After we record this show, we're going to employ my 16-year-old who knows how to do those things, and we'll put the video up, and you can enjoy our 15 minutes of fame as much as we did, I hope.
It really was 15 minutes.
It was exactly 15 minutes to fit. Yes.
And you're willing to entertain other offers in the Southern California area? Is that what you're saying?
Or? Oh, not completely.
Not free, though. Not free for charity. We don't want to make a... No.
You need more than a bad salmon dinner.
Yes.
And I'm scared, Leanne, when the offers start rolling in, that they're going to request the pink T-shirts.
Yes, I know. I know.
Yeah, because Sheila, you texted me backstage photos from the green room, and you and Leanne were not in pink T-shirts. You were.
Oh, no. Yes, we were, Liz. You couldn't tell?
I couldn't tell in that. No, I didn't notice that.
Well, they were bright under the lights, but I had layered. I had layered with a little cocktail jacket.
Oh, that's why I didn't notice. And Leanne, you were rocking some kind of belt, right?
I have a belt, yeah, Liz. Yeah. Wait till you see the video. I have a belt that I bought in my friend's living room. Yeah. But that belt's in the living room of my friend Lori's house.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil, youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful, yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, you know we love talking about FrameBridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting FrameBridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already FrameBridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the FrameBridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
Out of curiosity, what was the rest of the show? Were there other comedians or what happened after you guys?
Oh, wow. There were professional comedians after us,
yeah.
But it was a tough crowd. I mean, those ladies stayed quiet for us. But boy, were they chatty, Leanne.
We're very chatty. It was, you know, they wanted to chat. So the guy following us was a very talented comedian, and he just had a tough time getting their attention.
Oh, he was yelling into the mic. I mean, women talk, yeah. And they talked right through his set.
Yeah, so we stayed, we laughed, we ate a cupcake. That was part of our package.
Oh, the cupcake was a surprise.
It was.
The cupcake is not in your rider?
No, it wasn't in our rider.
It was a tasty treat. And then we left. We were done. Probably because we had showed up like 4 hours early. We felt like we had been there all day. So, but there was one more comedian. But the good news is they raised tons of money.
Yes.
They had silent auction before. Thousands of dollars were raised for this this great organization. So it was really, it was great. So when we get it up on YouTube, we'll let everyone know.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
Okay. That's you too, busting out. I like it. I like the sounds of that, Monica. You're going to do a little solo work on stage in Portland, Oregon anytime soon? Anything we need to know?
I haven't had any offers. At all.
But don't you have a big weekend coming up next weekend, Monica?
I do. I have it's just, tremendous. I'm hosting my college friends. It's our 30th reunion together.
Wow.
I mean, we didn't go to the official school reunion. So all of my college roommates are coming from all over the country to meet me in little old Bend, Oregon. I mean, people are coming from New York, Washington, Vermont, California. So it's just been sort of really crazy, but really fun to plan, like, how are people going to get there? I mean, last week I sent out this, like, the master transportation plan. And I said, please just sign up. When are you coming in? How are you coming in? How are you going to get there? I just needed to get it all worked out because people are kind of like coming and going, you know, all 4 days. But we're going to be together for 4 days. So I have some activities planned, but not too many, because my friend Christine said you really need to allow for a lot of downtime. So I have some light hiking. And,
light hiking.
I promise no major elevation gains. Mm-hmm. that was, you know, but I do want to get out and, you know, see nature and stuff like that. I think there will be a lot of coffee drinking. Now, I do have 2 dinner menus planned. And then, Leanne, for the 3rd night, I got a dinner reservation.
Good idea.
Which I'm very, very happy about. And, you know, my friend Anne told me last week, I was kind of freaking out about the food. And she said, don't worry about it. You know, we aren't coming for the food. And that put me at ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were the magic words.
It was, Sheila. She was like, just don't worry about the food. But it's just sort
of. So you don't have any kind of a wristband system worked out in advance for food?
Well, I want to say that your college roommate, Anne, doesn't worry about anything. I mean, her personality is like, what's to worry?
Sheila, that's so funny because last week I was like, we've been planning this for like a year. I was like, I hadn't really heard from Anne how she was getting to Bend.
Right.
You know, we're now down like 4 days to liftoff. And I'm like, have you nailed down a plane ticket? I know. She finally like caved and yesterday bought a plane ticket.
Wow.
The trip is on Wednesday, but it's all good. Don't worry about the food. She said, just make sure you have a lot of coffee. Oh, God. But it's just sort of ironic that, like, I only have 2 things that I'm doing this whole year. This reunion weekend in Bend and then our nephew Will's wedding in New Orleans. And they just happen to be, like,
back to back.
2 weekends in a row, back to back.
Mm-hmm. It's so incredible, Monica.
It is. I mean, the organization that it has taken me to get prepared for these 2 weekends, but I'm all set. I got lists. I have outfits. I have menus. I'm feeling like I'm in a good place tonight, you know, to get the ball rolling on Wednesday. So I'm
good.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. But I do have to say, does anyone have like a red or coral colored short necklace I could borrow for the wedding?
I do. I have a great one.
Could you bring that? Because I mean, I'm ready for the next 2 weeks of my life, except for the red necklace.
No, I have a beautiful like twisted strand of like red rocks. It's perfect, and my fancy friend Francine gave it to me, so it is very high style. So it'll be perfect. It covers a lot of sins.
Excellent. That was like the last thing on my list. And okay. I'm checking it off.
All right, Monica.
You're covered. You're totally covered.
All right.
Monica, you sure you don't want to add an evening ponytail to your list of of things you want to try for either the rehearsal dinner or the wedding? Sounds like, Lee, and you had a lot of success with that look.
Scratchy little rat's tail.
Yeah.
You know what? I do evening ponytails a lot here at home. I just put it up in a scrunchie in the back. Very adept at the evening ponytail. I'm planning to do my own hair and makeup next weekend in Bend and for the wedding. So I think I'm all set. But I just have one more story from this week because I had sort of a, I'll just call it a pizza heist. I don't even know. Here's what happened. So I have this darling intern that worked with me this summer. He's a medical student at Oregon State. He worked with me last summer. And last Wednesday was his last day at work. So I know what Josh likes. I decided to host a pizza party at work.
Oh.
Yeah. And just treat everyone. And, you know, we'll all sit down together and eat a lot of pizza. Because I knew that would make Josh happy. So I ordered pizza from a takeout place that we that delivers, and we've had pizza from there before. And then I was sort of talking to people. We're always worried we're not going to have enough food for a group because we have people that like to eat a lot. So there was some debate. I decided to go back and order, put another extra pizza on the order. And that's where things went horribly wrong. because the pizza party was Wednesday. And so Thursday, I get up, I'm checking my email, kind of low on money in my checking account. So I decided to look at my checking account, and pretty much the pizza place had charged me like five times.
It was
like $650 worth of pizza. Sheila, that was the noise I was making. And I saw my bank account balance because it was negative. And then you know what happens next. Then you start bouncing checks.
Yes.
Everything in your debit card. I mean, the problem is I used a debit card, so that in the check card authorization where they take it out of your, you know, they hold the money. That's where the pizza place had charged me five times.
OMG.
Okay, so I'm pretty panicked, and I call the bank. And at first, I don't know why I didn't want to say it was the pizza place. I just said it was like,
because you're embarrassed.
I was embarrassed. I was like, well, this establishment. And then I was like, the restaurant. And finally, after like the second call with the bank manager, I said, I might as well just tell it's Hot Lips Pizza.
That is so funny that you didn't want to say the words.
I mean, it just sounded so cheesy. I mean, that no pun intended, but it was like, it was $650.
Oh, that is so bad. What happened?
So the bank manager said, this is the part, she said, I needed to contact, and she looked at the thing on the computer, Hot Lips Pizza. And she said, I have to have them call the bank. So I'm thinking, okay, the guy that delivered the pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, I mean, he, you know, skinny.
How old was he? About 12?
Skinny jeans, tattoos, about 12. I mean, very nice pizza guy. But do you really want him, like, managing your financial affairs? The whole thing was such a nightmare. And in between, I had to go out. I went out and ran to the bank. I have to drive to my emergency funds are kept, you know, at this credit union downtown. So I have to like pour money into my checking account because I know. And by the time I get home, I've now bounced four checks.
Oh.
So I think like the $650 worth of pizza, then $120 in overdraft charges. I mean, it's spinning out of control. So I do call the assistant manager.
the assistant pizza dude.
Had Hot Lips Pizza, and I explained the problem. He goes, oh yeah, we got a problem here with our machine.
oh yeah, you do.
He goes, the problem is, you know, you ordered, and then when you go back in and order something else on top of the order, I was like, what, you charge someone six times?
Yeah, and we charge you $800. That's
for like a Hawaiian pizza. That's what I added to the order, and then it's like, oh, $650. We hold it in your checking account in case you don't have money to pay for the extra pizza.
Well, that's three toppings. I mean, that's a lot.
So, I will say, Lyle was very, very apologetic. He said, they have the problem with the machine. He said, I'll do whatever I can to help you. And so I called the bank back. So I had to have Lyle. I said, I was very specific. I felt like writing down the directions. You need to call the bank. You need to have the check, the authorization codes for those four charges and blah, blah, blah. I begged the bank. I said, you know what? I really shouldn't be charged those overdraft charges because I had that money in my account. And so they said they would refund it when Lyle called them. So to make a long story short, so they ended up, they charged me for the pizza, but I still have like $400 worth of these outstanding pizza authorizations. There's just no other way to describe it. So it's still not resolved. So it was quite tumultuous day. And when I went into work, people are like, "Hey, that pizza's really good, even cold the second day." I said, I hope you like it.
That sounds really bad, but thank God you checked in the morning. I mean, another 24 hours could have gone by and you might not have thought to check.
Right. And Liz, you're like me. I mean, I use my debit card like 6 times a day.
Yeah.
Now, so the Starbucks coffee was now costing me $36 when it showed up in my checking account. So things could have spun wildly out of control. And I will say Lyle was very responsive. I mean, they kind of screwed up and it's still a little bit screwed up, but at least he understood it. He said he would go down to the bank for me in person.
Good.
Bring him a slice.
Yeah, go make him do that, Monica.
So it was a tense day in my financial world. Yeah.
Wow, who would think that it could be a pizza party that starts the cascading of events to bring your entire financial future down?
Right. I mean, I was like, one more pizza topping, I'm going to have to declare bankruptcy.
I know. It's like, it's like
a good thing. It's a good thing you didn't order salad with it. Oh, man.
And you know what? To add insult to injury, I did order a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke and they didn't deliver it.
Oh,
that's the
this is like Greece in the Eurozone. You know, it doesn't take much to bring down these fragile financial systems.
That's what I have, Liz, fragile financial system.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then posts it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled PROSE, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free and wild-caught seafood, no antibiotics or added hormones, and as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Oh, God, that's funny. Well, I thought I'd provide a little bit of an update. I know on our last show, I mentioned that because of my job, I was going to the Emmy Awards. And I haven't talked to you guys all week to let you know how that went. And but it does. It all starts with hair and makeup, doesn't it?
The
thing about going to an event like that, you need to be in your seats at 4:30 in the afternoon for a 5 o'clock show here in Los Angeles. So I know when you're watching the red carpet shows, which are actually much more fun than standing and watching people on the red carpet, all the actresses are complaining about how they had to get dressed at noon or whatever. And I felt a little bit like one of them, even though I won't complain about it. There's something kind of outlandish about having all your makeup done at noon and then like going through the other steps in your real life to, you know, to get yourself ready to go. So by 3 o'clock, I was totally hair, makeup, dress, shoes, the whole thing. But I was meeting my date. He and I had fixed a rendezvous spot where I would park my car where we were going to the after party, and then he would come pick me up there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh, Sheila likes that.
So it was
a rendezvous.
It was a pretty good plan, except I, of course, as has already been established, got there way early. So I'm like 45 minutes early to the rendezvous. So if you had driven up La Cienega Boulevard on Sunday afternoon and driven by the restaurant The Fig and Olive, which is where the after party was, you would have seen me just sitting in the shade under a tree on the astroturfed lawn in front of the restaurant, because I didn't want to stand up because I was in the super tall shoes, so that's not going to work. So you're like on the ground, but fully hair and makeup. Oh, and I went with the false eyelashes. I just decided
that's the key.
Yeah,
that is so essential.
Yeah, I decided that rather than the full-on smoky eye, which I think looks totally ridiculous in the middle of the day, I would just go with lighter eye makeup.
Especially when you're sitting on a patch of AstroTurf.
Yes, it was so noticeable, Monica, that the head of security for the restaurant came out and he said to
Did he think you were like a work girl?
A hooker or something? No.
Yeah.
He said, "You're not from around here, are you?" And I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" I wasn't sure where he was going with that. I said, "Well, I live here, but I didn't grow up here." He said, "I can tell. You're just way too relaxed, sitting on the ground, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all dolled up. You don't seem to have a care in the world." I'm like, okay.
Seems up forward.
Was he flirting with you?
No, he was just like being a nice guy, and he thought it was funny to see someone fully like dressed up, eyelashes, hair, shiny dress, evening purse, pashmina, the whole thing, but just kind of laying on the ground and not really, you know, not really sweating too much. I think I was posting something using my Facebook iPhone app to post the fact that I had gotten the false eyelashes. So that was pretty much it. So then Gary showed up and we went and it was fun. So in the theater itself, the Emmys take place at the Nokia Theater downtown, which is really big. So when you're there, you don't necessarily get a chance to see all of the celebrities that you see when you watch it on TV, because all the cutaways you get on TV where you get the reaction shots and you're seeing like who's sitting next to who, you don't get any of that when you're actually in the theater. But there were two pockets of people near me that I thought were very promising. About four rows in front of me up to the left was the whole crew from The Daily Show. So,
that was good.
It was Wyatt Cenac and John Oliver and all of those people.
Oh,
and,
that's fun.
Yes. And you could tell they were really having fun. And it's pretty, they were pretty sure they were going to win. They were feeling very confident. So they were up and to the left. Up and to the right was the whole cast of Glee. And they looked fantastic. The like Santana, the two girls who are the Cheerios, they both looked incredibly beautiful. Ryan Murphy, who created the show, he was there. So they were all there, and they were having fun. But so if Glee had won, I would have actually gotten into a TV shot. That's I was really rooting for them, not just because I liked the show, but because I thought there was some chance you guys would see me in a cutaway or a reaction shot. And I was not angled right so that when The Daily Show won, I got in that shot. So that was pretty much the whole night for me, is hoping that somebody sitting near me was going to win something major and you would get some glimpse of me. But anyway, it was really fun. And then I thought the best moment, and I posted this on the Satellite Sisters blog, when all of the women got up there together, Amy Poehler, Melissa McCarthy, Laura Linney, Tina Fey, Martha Plimpton. Did you watch that part where they were all
that up? Was awesome. That was really good.
That was great.
It was a total Satellite Sisters moment. So that was really a lot of fun. But then the after party actually was great because so I work for the television network that was actually doing the Emmys this year. So I work for Fox Television. So it meant that a lot of the people that were on the Emmys, even if they did not work for a show at Fox, came to the Fox after party. So it was cool. So the whole cast of Modern Family was there, and that was really neat. All the kids from Glee, they're all about 30, you know. When you see them, up close and personal, it's like, wow, so not high school age. But that was
Gwyneth.
Yeah, how was Gwyneth?
You know, I did not see Gwyneth up close and personal.
Oh.
But you know who I did see? Who's like, well, I don't need to tell you that this is an unbelievable couple. But when you're standing somewhere and Heidi Klum and Seal walk by.
They are so stunning. It's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. it was like there were like six of us standing there, just like our jaws dropped. You can't even speak when they walk by.
They're just so great.
And the next day I was appalled, incensed. I almost posted on one of these bad like fashion victim blogs. Somebody had really dissed Heidi Klum's dress. Said,
I thought it was gorgeous.
Oh my God, up close, Sheila, the color, the fabric. It was one of the most beautiful dresses I had ever seen. And I know it's on Heidi Klum, so that helps a lot.
Right, she's flawless.
Yeah, so it was fun to see people like that just come. They took a spin through the room and left. And I didn't go with any kind of a evening ponytail look because
really?
You know, yeah.
Because you have no hair?
Because I have no hair. I'm like doing the pixie now. But I had, because I had made my hair and makeup appointments so many weeks before the Emmys, because you can imagine Sunday afternoon of Emmys around Los Angeles, it's tough to get a booking somewhere.
Oh, I can imagine. So that is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So, but there was nobody. I also went to another one of those like blowout lounges, but in Brentwood, it's called Makeup and Go and Bubble Blow. It's just normal people in there getting their makeup done. There are no celebrities that go to these retail establishments to get their stuff done. And it is funny to see just like bedraggled business people like myself kind of come in at noon on a Sunday. You can just, everyone's like in their exercise clothes. They're like, okay, all right.
Right.
Do whatever you need to do. And the magical transformation that can happen in half an hour is really.
Yeah, it's incredible.
it's very incredible. So one last thing on the Emmys that was funny is, you know, every Saturday morning for like the last 2 years, I've gone to this weight loss program at UCLA in the nutrition department there. And we have our little meeting every Saturday morning at 9. And so yesterday I went to the meeting, and a woman who I've seen like every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for 2 years, her son is the guy. She was telling everyone, oh yeah, my son won the Emmy for Best Director for Modern Family.
So I
just thought that was such an LA kind of thing, that the woman in your weight loss group is also, she was at the Emmys because her son won one. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Oh, so, he was very cute, that guy. Very cute.
Yeah. So that was my
get his name and number.
Oh. Yeah. Next Saturday, take a pad with you.
Yes. Wow. Well, we've all had, I mean, just we're getting glammed up here.
Yeah, oh, which reminds me, Leanne, I wanted to ask you about an event that you have coming up. Isn't that Southern California Booksellers Association thing next month for you?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Liz. It's October 22nd. You know, Helen of Pasadena was nominated as Best Fiction
for
the Southern California Independent Booksellers. So the award ceremony is actually October 22nd. I'm up against T.C. Boyle and a bunch of other really serious writers. But so I'm securing my base. I went to Roman's this week in Pasadena. They asked me to stop by and sign stock. And which is ironic because I'm in there every single week, but I don't want to seem like a dorky author. Like, do you want me to sign my books? Do you want me to sign my books? So they actually emailed me and said, can you come in? And I was working the room, hoping to get some votes from some of the booksellers there. And then but they told me that Helen of Pasadena is the best selling book of all time at Roman's in Pasadena.
Which are you kidding?
I know. I almost fell over, Liz. I almost fell over.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And people don't understand. Vroman's is like one of those classic independent bookstores, like a mainstay in the community. And it's huge, too.
It's huge.
Been around forever. That's unbelievable, Leanne.
Yeah. I'm, you know, bigger than the Bible. That's all I say that in my best John Lennon voice. Bigger than the Bible. But then you know what else happened this week? I sold my first foreign rights to the book, Helen of Pasadena. So I have a special agent for that who is out marketing the book to various publishers in other countries.
So what country?
Brazil.
Excellent.
A Portuguese language version of Helena de Pasadena or however.
All right.
So is that exciting?
Yeah. That is really exciting. Do you get to go to Brazil on any kind of a book tour?
Not yet, Liz. But if someone would like to sponsor me, Brazilian Tan, perhaps, or I don't know, a Brazilian blowout company, I'd be happy to go to Brazil. But they buy the rights, and hopefully it's the first of many. So, which would be great.
Great.
So that's really kind of thrilling. Thank you very much, Monica.
That is really great. Okay, well, we're getting close to having to wrap it up here. As I know we started by joking about our technological capabilities and posting your video to YouTube. I'm sure we can get that done. The other technology announcement we have today is if you have a Droid smartphone, and I know many of you do, we now have a Satellite Sisters app in the store, in the Droid store, whatever they call it. You can download for free. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's not free. Okay, but it's for the low, low price of $9.95. It's, so for $10, you will have on your phone an app that is complete access 24/7 to the total Satellite Sisters audio archive. So the Droid app, you can go get it right now. It's available. It's working. Our webmaster, Sarah, has even tested it because she has a Droid phone. And we believe the iPhone app is like any day now. We might even already be in the store. So you should just start checking the app store every once in a while if you're an iPhone person and see if Satellite Sisters is there. So brand new app. See, we got new products coming out. We have all kinds. There's all kinds of IT things happening behind the scenes at Satellite Sisters. So check out the Droid app. If you like it, let us know. Tell your friends. It'd be really fun to have a lot of people just be able to listen on your phone instead of, you know, the trickier process of downloading things onto your laptop and whatever. So do any of you guys have Droids? No.
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 Okay. All right. Well.
So let us know how it goes.
Really. I had an ex-boyfriend who was kind of a Droid, but...
See, your comedy chops coming right back.
I can't help myself. I got to go on the road. Help
me. Going on tour.
All right. Okay. Well, you guys, Monica, have a great weekend this coming weekend with your friends. That'll be
fun.
And then the following weekend, we will all see each other in New Orleans for Julie's son's wedding.
So, yeah.
Yes, we will.
Let's hope.
That's why Julie's not with us today. She's madly doing something rehearsal dinner related.
And... No, you know what? She's babysitting for her grandchildren.
Oh.
That's it. She's got the kids for the whole weekend because her other son and his wife went out of town for a mini break, as they say, in House Hunters International. And so she's got the two grandchildren for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm headed out this afternoon to take Dad to go see the movie Moneyball.
Oh, that's great. Choice. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm doing tonight? I actually have a Hollywood premiere. I am going to the premiere of Extreme Makeover, Home Edition.
Really?
So, yeah, a friend of mine is working on the party and invited us. So it's in downtown Los Angeles, and we get to see the show. And First Lady Michelle Obama is on, and they're doing a house for a military family. So I hope I don't cry too much like I always do and ruin my makeup. It's kind of, I'm torn. I'm going to have to look away at the end when they do the reveal. So,
well, just don't get the airbrush again because that will drip.
That's good advice.
All right, on that note, have a good week, sisters.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
And don't forget, call your satellite sisters.